Hello and welcome back to the Backstage Podcast, Season 1, Episode 13 or 14? I'm not really sure anymore.
I think 15.
Is it really?
I don't know.
Who let us go on for this long? I am your host, Oscar, and I'm joined, as I always am every week, by the wonderful Anya. Anya,
hello.
How are we?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. I slept for 11 hours last night, so...
Can't relate. I got trapped in the lift. So didn't
yeah,
get to
we
bed
had
till
very different
late.
Evenings.
Yeah, I was trapped in the lift for over an hour, so late bedtime.
Why?
For me.
I mean, I know, like, but like, what happened?
The lift in this building is just where we live. It's just very temperamental, and we had the dogs with us as well. We were taking them for their last evening walk, like to go for a wee and stuff, and just got trapped. And the engineer was all the way in London, so had to get across to us in the outskirts, and it took him over an hour, but he was really nice and it did actually go quite quick, but it was not it
could
was
you not
fun.
Call like the fire brigade?
Really interesting that you say that, because I said should we call the fire brigade, whatever, and he was like, no, I don't think that's what you should do. Anyway, I spoke to the lift engineer. He was like, no, if you call the fire brigade, they charge you £750.
What?
It's not free anymore.
Why? But your life could be in danger.
Well, if you've got a heart condition, a baby / kids, or you're pregnant, they won't charge you. But if you don't have any, if you're just two healthy people and just two dogs, apparently that doesn't count. £750.
Blimey.
And like, they actually like will take your details and take that money off you.
I've been stuck in a lift before. I was stuck in a lift in London with my granny at her flat, and she does have a heart condition. So we did get the fire brigade to come get us.
Yeah. See, that's fair enough. But I don't know how long this has been like not free for, but yeah, he was like, don't do it. I was like, okay, noted. Noted. Yeah.
Don't did you at least have service?
Yeah, we had service. I only had like 10% battery, but
I was going to say you could just sit and watch TikTok.
Well, I had loads of films downloaded on my phone, and he didn't. And luckily, like, we were both there together, because I would have been absolutely panicked out of my life.
You with your fiance?
Yes, yeah. But to try and make that 10% last an hour when you're bored is like, and he was like sitting there on his phone. I was like, no, you're not allowed to go on your phone if I can't go on my phone.
So. That's so funny.
We're just trying to talk to each other for that long.
That's when you realize, like, maybe you should delay the wedding.
Yeah, no, it was a bonding moment, brought us closer together. Yeah,
how sweet.
Yeah,
at least you'd taken the dogs already for a wee. Like, you weren't going for a wee.
No, we were going for the wee. They hadn't been yet.
Oh, you hadn't been yet. Oh.
No, so we got stuck coming from the third floor down. So we stuck on the ground floor. So every time someone walked into the building, which was often. Cassius was like, whoa, 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 and it was just really annoying and it was just stressful. But
were you on the ground floor? Could you not just like pry the doors open?
Tried that, but the like mechanical switch had like gone on, so you can't get the doors open. But we both tried that. So
just you need to go to the gym more.
Yeah, clearly.
Get those gains.
Too much cardio.
Well, this week we are doing something that we've both wanted to do for a while, and it's been something that guests are excited for. We're doing conspiracy theories this week. Could be a long episode. If it's long, we'll split it into two parts, but don't panic, because if it is part one, part two, I'm not sure yet, part two will come out in just a couple days. You don't have to wait for a full week. You lucky thing is you'll get an extra episode this week. Magical. If it is two parts, we'll see how long we go for. But I've got two sort of like reasonably hard hitting ones, and then I don't know what you've got, what you've bought, so we can
I've gone for a little bit more kind of random, but still important.
Yeah, it's still very important. Now, I'd like to point out before we get into this, these are just conspiracy theories. These aren't me saying that this is necessarily true.
Mm-hmm.
So like we'll start off. I put on the Instagram. If you're not following the Instagram, go do so already.
Mm-hmm.
I put
and
it
TikTok.
On. Yes, and the TikTok linked below, everybody. Got our first TikTok out, so that's exciting. And there's exclusive clips on there, there's bloopers, there's everything. We're going to be posting lots of videos. But if you want to be a part of our episodes on the Instagram every week, I tend to put out like a question saying, like, send in what you want us to ask, or like, we're doing conspiracy theories, what you want us to talk about. And someone sent in, they want us to talk about both Princess Diana's death and 9/11. So I've got a lot to say about both of those, especially 9/11, because that's like, I'm super interested in that as a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Anyway. But do you want me to sort of just jump into it? I can start with Princess Diana's death.
Yeah, let's go for it.
So for those that don't know, or aren't aware, Princess Diana died in a car crash in Paris in 1997 1 year after her divorce with Prince Charles. There's like a ton of conspiracies surrounding this. So to give you a bit of context, at the time of her death, she was dating a man called Dodi Fayed, which is an Egyptian film producer who died in the limo alongside her, who was reportedly planning to propose to Diana on the night of the incident. And supposedly she was also pregnant. So in a court witness statement, Dodi's father, Mohammed Al-Fayed, said they were killed because the monarchy couldn't stand the thought of Diana and Prince Charles' sons, heirs to the throne, having a stepfather who was Egyptian and Muslim. Dodi's father claims that Diana was pregnant at the time, although the coroner who examined Diana said that she was not. So that's sort of like the original basis of the events. Yeah. Now, there's a lot of conspiracy around the driver. That's what people think the main fault comes from. He was apparently drunk at the time of the incident. He was head of security at the Ritz Hotel in Paris, mm-hmm. where the couple had been staying. And conspiracy theorists believe that he might have been on the payroll of National Intelligence, who wanted Diana dead, because obviously he was around them the whole time. He'd access to what they were doing, was in charge of looking after them. And supposedly someone had got him drunk, or he got himself drunk at the hotel prior to their departure. And that influenced the crash. So that's part of it. They were also he did also die, I think.
God.
I think he died in the crash. They were also being like chased by paparazzi.
Yeah.
So the another thing is, oh my God, like the paparazzi chased them off the road. Like they managed to escape, but they were driving at such high speeds, and with Henry Poole also being intoxicated, like this is what caused the crash to happen.
Yeah.
Big
concoction.
I mean, before we go into any further, what's like your thoughts around it? I mean, I've always felt there's definitely something
a bit
extra.
Dodge. Yeah.
Yeah. Because surely they wouldn't get into the car with a drunk driver. Like Diana would know.
But how would you know if he was just sitting in the front?
I'm not sure.
Because
but...
like I just remember learning about it, or like reading about it, and just being like, there's no way that this is like legit, or like there's no way that whoever's telling me is telling the truth, that this woman that divorced this really high up person and just mysteriously died like a year later. It's all a bit like, it's a bit controversial. Although she did like come out and do an interview, so it's not like she had any big secrets. So I think to believe the conspiracy theory would have to be the root of like maybe she was marrying for some other, do you know what I mean? Like it wasn't like she was able to reveal something like Jeffrey Epstein was. But yeah, I don't know. It was all super fishy. I just can't.
Because supposedly she wasn't wearing her seatbelt, which I also think is bizarre because if she knew she was pregnant, like Dodi's father said, the first thing you'd put on is your seatbelt, like the second you get in that car.
Yeah.
Especially if you're being like chased down by paparazzi.
Yeah.
You think, you know, this could be a bit of a fast journey to wherever we're off to.
Yeah.
You'd make sure you're as safe as possible.
Yeah. And I think it's just so awful. Like either way, it's just really sad, but you know, she didn't do anything wrong. Like it was her husband that once had the affair.
Yeah.
Like it's so sad. Like the whole situation is just really awful. And she just was so young as well. And just brought into this family, like super, super young. And I don't know. I always believed that there was a conspiracy theory. And then as I've got older, I'm like, is there? I don't know.
Mm. I think half the reason around conspiracies, I'm not saying this one in particular, but it's sort of to give people a reason to like divert from the truth, maybe, and just give them something to hang on to.
Yeah.
Some sort of reason why. Because Diana was loved by, I mean, like, millions and millions and millions of people, like not just in the UK, like around the world.
Yeah, she was such an icon.
I remember, obviously, I wasn't born when this happened.
No.
And I didn't really learn about it until I was probably like 10 or so.
Mm.
Like, I wasn't really aware of like what had happened. But I just know from like images that I've seen, like the impact that it had on the British public specifically.
Yeah. And it was bad.
I just feel like there wasn't enough of an investigation into the whole crash.
Yeah.
Like it's always one of those things with like high profile events that it just sort of seems to get brushed under the
considering
under the
she
carpet.
Was like the mum of the future King of England.
Mm.
Like she's not just like anyone, she's very you know, influential person. Like if it is true that it was not an accident, like they're just so stupid, because she would have made such a difference. Because like you said, everyone loved her. Like she would have had such a big influence over like all the charity work. She's like, she was incredible. So if it is true, then they're really stupid.
There's a lot of issues surrounding the story. Like, so the crash took place in a tunnel in Paris.
Yeah.
And that tunnel is filled with speed cameras and cameras. And on the after the events took place, none of that footage was recoverable.
Yeah, that's
what happened
dodgy.
Is that that's all dodgy. Of these cameras lost their footage, or they weren't running that day. So the car goes into the tunnel completely fine, and it obviously doesn't appear the other side. And there's this big crash, and I think the car might have caught fire. I can't remember. But there's no footage of it happening whatsoever. But usually they've got cars zooming through there that are on camera all the time.
Yeah, and someone must have seen something.
Yeah, it's bizarre that there doesn't seem to be more information around it.
Yeah, I always think it's dodgy when you go somewhere and like something happens and the CCTV's not working. It's like, isn't that convenient?
Well, one of the other theories is that Diana's medical care after the crash was deliberately sabotaged. So a lot of theories coming from the US is the idea that there's a big difference between French and American approaches to emergency care. So in France, the protocol dictates that emergency medical personnel must attempt to stabilize the patient before transferring them to the hospital. Whereas in the US, getting to the hospital is the first priority. So Diana was treated at the scene and not immediately rushed to the nearest hospital. So that's where people think that she could have been killed at the scene. Like, if she hadn't have died, they sort of let her pass away.
Yeah, they let it. They didn't prevent it happening.
Especially if she was pregnant. Like,
they
would check that. They would know that.
But the coroner claims that she wasn't.
Yeah, but I think a lot of these things, I think, although the events may have happened, there's not enough taken to stop it progressing or stop it getting worse.
Yeah. It's quite easy to claim like a mistake in the heat of the moment, and there's not much trace or like much they can do.
Because you can't blame anyone on a mistake.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think there's so many conspiracies surrounding that. Unfortunately, it's going to be one of those things that I don't think we'll ever uncover like the full truth of it.
No, because someone's always got like an uncle or an aunt or cousin removed that works in that industry and like knows the truth and claims that, it was the royal family or something like that. And it's always really interesting because you're just like, really? And so a lot of people say it wasn't actually the royal family, like, there's higher powers than them. Like the firm itself is like higher than the royal family.
Yeah.
So it wasn't because like, I don't know if you ever saw like the picture of the queen, like when like she actually bowed to the coffin, and obviously that could have been an act, but apparently like there is a higher power than just them, which I didn't actually know either. So it might not have even been them. It might have been someone even higher up.
Well,
or within the same deck.
Well, that's like sort of where the like Illuminati always gets brought into things.
Oh my God, don't.
Or like whatever you end up calling it, that there's something that controls like the worldwide media. Mm-hmm. You know,
the Murdochs.
Yeah, so specifically the Murdochs. But like, surely the royal family have control over things like the media if they don't want a story going out.
I don't actually reckon they have as much as we think. Like, you would think all that money, all that power, but I actually think they're very much like puppets on strings a lot of the time. Like, I think if they want to cover something up, then they have to kind of replace it with another story within the same family. Like, I don't think they've got as much control, because I don't think they've got as much money as some other people. So, and I think that's what it all boils down to is just like money. But
And then, but Prince Harry has always said like there's more to this than like meets the eye. Like, he knows stuff that we don't, and obviously he's going to be severely affected by this.
Yeah,
but for him to publicly say that, like, it always is arose suspicion, whatever the saying.
Yeah, making him like walk behind the coffin when he was like 10 or something. Really awful. Like, he was so young. Like, and the whole like stiff upper lip of like the royal family is like, you can't be seen to be like emotional. So he's probably just like, oh, that must have just been so horrible. So I don't blame him for holding a grudge.
Yeah.
All these years, like, especially if he thinks like he's got access to even more information than we do. And if we're seeing all these like theories and stuff, he must be thinking like, what the hell is this family?
Yeah. You would think that maybe that means he knows the truth or whatever.
Yeah.
He's just not ever able to to bring it to light.
Yeah, to voice it properly.
Because I think he said that. He said, if I was to voice what actually happened, I would disappear or you'd never see me again or whatever. Like he said, that's part of the reason, like when he was leaving the royal families, because he couldn't be who he wanted to be.
Yeah.
And obviously there's a whole thing around Meghan and her influence, but I think Harry was definitely being sort of like kept quiet.
Yeah, he was already like, I think, one foot in, one foot out. I think the whole thing about them two, though, is like, I actually really respected the whole thing of like, we want privacy, we want to stay out of it. But then they just kept doing like shows and like interviews. And I just thought, just go and have your privacy somewhere. Sit on a nice like island or house, raise your kids, try and have as much normal life as possible. Like, why are you still in and out of like the
media? It's crazy. The whole point of them leaving and stepping down was the fact that they felt like they were being forced into this public eye, and then went and did a Netflix show.
But I didn't really hear that much about him before. Like, obviously when he got married, I did, and then like whatever. But like, they could have just kept quiet, just done some charity work, and like done stuff like that. She could have gone back to acting or whatever, but they just exposed like the rest of their family. Like, it's kind of hypocritical as well.
Mm.
And like that poor woman that Harry lost his virginity to, like, why did he need to feel the need to like out her as well? Like, I don't know. Yeah. I just find all that really, really strange. It's almost like he's rebelling against, like he's trying to teach them a lesson. Which again, I wouldn't blame him for, but very strange.
It doesn't really make sense, because I do feel like if the fat royal family wanted to shut him up, like, I'm not saying make him disappear or anything, but they definitely could, though.
They
have power over each like family members. Do you know what I mean? Like, if my mum wants me to shut up, she'll tell me to shut up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So yeah, if the Queen doesn't want something coming out, you won't.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they were trying so hard to. They kept basically them being quiet was them going, leave us alone, we don't want to be spoken to or whatever, but voicing that so publicly.
Yeah.
Obviously people are going to be interested in what's going on.
Did you see the South Park episode about it?
I didn't know.
Oh, it's so funny. And it's like worldwide privacy tour, and they just go around with like huge banners like, leave us alone, stop looking at us. And it's just really funny. You should watch it. It's good.
They're an odd couple now. And I do feel bad for Harry, because I think Meghan has had an influence on him. But me and my mum always say this. Harry has always been rebellious. Like, since he was so young, he's never wanted to be.
I think she's, like, helped him.
Yeah.
Like, I think she's given him that more confidence, in a good way, like, to leave a toxic situation. Mm. If it is toxic, I don't know, like, obviously. But I just think the whole, like, it's almost like they're trying to stay relevant when they ask not to be relevant, if that makes sense. Like, they ask to disappear, and then they're just, like, making that really tricky, which is the part that I can't wrap my head around. Like, I understand you probably still need to make money, because they probably have a really high outgoing, but there's like other ways to do it that's not so, oh, here's all my deepest, darkest secrets and my brothers and my wives and whatever. So yeah, really odd.
Very, very bizarre. I mean, do you want to do, I know obviously we sort of did Princess Diana's death very quickly there, but that's sort of just something that I'm interested in, that I don't have enough information to talk about it for hours, but that's always something. And if people do want us to delve into anything we mentioned today, we can always do a bigger episodes, and maybe we can try and get a guest on around specific conspiracy theories as well. If someone, one of you listeners, knows a lot of information or is aware of a guest that would suit really well, we'll do our best to try and get someone on. If you want to hear about something in particular, so do let us know. But Anya, why don't you jump in with something?
Yeah, so mine are a little bit more broad, I guess.
Mm.
So the first one that I found, that I read about, was the title was that modern art auctions are a front.
Right.
So diving further into it, does anybody really get modern art? Like, seriously, who buys a painting when it's just pure white? And how are these weird non-paintings selling at auctions for millions of dollars? Well, one popular theory holds that modern art and art auctions are just a front for money laundering practices. Dirty money is used to pay for the paintings, whether they're really worth anything or not, which allows rich criminals to launder their cash in such ways that the government can't touch it.
Interesting. Did you see the other day someone sold a white painting to like a museum or something? And they were paid like £75,000 or dollars for this painting. And it was just a white canvas.
That's what I'm saying.
And like, that is art. That isn't a thing.
That's what I'm saying. That's what, yeah. And like, how many times have you walked around a gallery, like, no disrespect, and been like, I could do that.
Yeah. Done that. Like these ones where they just like slash paint at a canvas.
Yeah.
And they're like, literally. Oh, this is blah, blah, blah. And like, it's super deep. Yeah. And I'm like, no, it doesn't. Like, no, a 3-year-old doesn't. Could do that.
Yeah. So there you go. That's what it is. Money laundering.
Well, one of those on the topic of money laundering is it's those sweet shops in London.
A lot of them are shut down now.
They're 100% used for money laundering. There's no way. They're like, I don't know how, square feet, like they're huge.
Massive.
And they've got all these thousands and millions of sweets in there. And you think.
And they're so expensive.
To
I know
rent
it's American sweets anyway, but like actually like to purchase the stuff.
And the rent for that like stall area in London.
Yeah.
Like there's no way they're making enough. Like, and everyone knows it. You walk past it, and every time I was with my brother when we went to go see Harry Potter, and I was like, oh, there's another money laundering shop.
Yeah.
There's no way they survive because there's so many of them as well.
Yeah, there's especially down like Oxford Street or Piccadilly, like basically anywhere where there's like loads of tourists. Because the only people I ever seen there are tourists. Like I've never seen someone that I thought you live here. Like I think everyone around here just knows like the American sweet shops are.
But I never see anyone leaving with sweets. I see people leaving with like those silly t-shirts. Or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I'm with stupid and then an arrow or whatever.
God, I hate those things. And they sell like really obscure stuff. Like it's very, very tourist trap vibes. And I saw something the other day. It's like, coming to London, here's things to know. And it's like, don't buy from those shops.
Yeah, never do. They don't need the extra money. They're getting drug money. They're absolutely fine.
Yeah. Also, don't fund criminals, guys.
Yeah. Groundbreaking news. In other news, water is wet. So thank you for that one.
Don't do that. Savage.
Hop in with your next one. Do a couple.
Okay. You want my next one? Have you seen the film Snowpiercer?
With Chris Evans.
Yes.
I have.
So the theory is that that film is a sequel to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Hear me out. So the idea that there's a large amount of people stuck in one place and they're just getting killed off one by one by one, like progressively whittled down, and that the train's inventor, Wilford, is actually an older version of Charlie Bucket, who modelled his frozen dystopia's lifeboat on Wonka's self-sustaining candy factory.
Well, that's kind of weird that like...
Yeah, it's like really dark.
Is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, like people don't die in it, do they?
Well, they kind of, like they don't, but like they're knocked off one by one by one.
And it's just what this is in a more extreme level.
Yeah, and like the kid, the conductor is like Charlie Bucket. Is in him like grown up, and he's just like obsessed with this idea, and he's just done what Willy Wonka's done, but just with a train instead.
Yeah. It's a great film.
I hate it.
It's so dark.
It's when they put their hands out the thing and like freeze it off and
freezes
out.
And they chop it off. Yeah.
Horrible.
That's so cool.
Horrible. Good film, but like I really
My dad's
hate
watched
it.
The TV show, and apparently the TV show on Amazon's really good, like better than the film.
I've heard that. Who watched that? Oh, yeah. Fiance watched that. He did. He said it was really good. And then we didn't realise there was a film. And then we were like, oh, let's watch it. But it's dark. It's a really dark concept. But yeah, here you go. Charlie Bucket.
But there is a lot of dark things surrounding Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, isn't there? Like,
yeah. So I'm saying it's not as rosy as you think.
With like his grandparents or whatever. I can't remember. Something about his grandfather is super bizarre. I'll try and remember it for a future episode.
I remember reading about that because they just sit in that bed and all of a sudden he can just get out of bed and it's like,
yeah.
Let me look it up. But yeah, so that's one theory.
Okay. Do you wanna hit us with another couple and then I'll do, because my 9/11 one is very, very different tone.
Yeah, it's a really different tone, isn't it? Which one should I do next? Okay. Okay, this one's kind of silly, but I think
We like silly.
Have you ever, so basically, the girls will know what I'm talking about here. On a lot of our clothing, particularly dresses, we don't have pockets ever. Mm-hmm. And like, if you find a dress with pockets, it's like, oh my God, it's pockets. And a lot of the time our pockets are like not real. So you'll see walking in, it'll just be like part of the design.
Yeah.
Apparently, clothing companies do that to keep up the sales of purses. You don't see that many, like, men kind of hold onto a wallet for life, but women will like swap bags and purses like quite regularly. So that's why.
Tell you what, that makes sense. It does make sense.
I thought that as well, because like, why do we get so excited when there's pockets? And it's because they want to keep us buying stuff.
I just think in general though, like, this is a generalization, people, but women just like having big wardrobes. Like, I've got like 5 outfits. Like, my wardrobe's tiny. I actually have a lot of shoes. I've got like 11 pair, 10 or 11 pairs of shoes now.
Well, my dad just has a lot of like clothes and shoes, but he has so many pairs of shoes. I've never seen anything like it.
Like I've also now got, although technically two of them are broken, I'm going to throw them out. And one of them broke when I was out with you
that
the other day.
So funny. I literally almost cried. I was walking and you just almost fell on your face.
Wearing a pair of Ben Shermans, nice pair of white trainers, like nothing like over the top. They're just white trainers. And I've had them for a year maybe. And they've been in perfect condition. I only ever wear them for work. We're just walking to the station, just dilly-dallying along. And out of nowhere, the sole of the shoe just breaks. And at the front, it sort of flaps. I mean, if you're watching the video of it, you can see. Wait, let me show you my actual shoe now. This isn't the same shoe, but you can watch video, by the way, on Spotify, or you can see clips on TikTok. So make sure you do that. But like, this isn't the shoe, but at the front of the shoe, these are so dusty. Look at them. This part here, the front, broke down, like folded backwards out of nowhere. I think that's a conspiracy. I think people are out to get me. And it folded and I just, went flying. And I was absolutely fuming because I love those shoes.
Funny. So it was so funny. That made my day.
But thankfully, I do have two new pairs of white shoes that I just bought recently. they look the exact same, but...
Yeah, I enjoyed that. That was funny. But I just read a conspiracy theory about Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Willy Wonka is a serial killer.
How so? I mean, to be fair, he does enslave his workers.
And also, like, I think in the original, the kids don't show up at the... I've not seen the original for a while, but you know the end of the new one? They all, like, are seen walking out. Maybe they don't. They're not seen in the first one. So he's just killed off these kids. And he, like, intentionally picks these kids that are pretty awful and then just kills them off.
Yeah, like, Violet that's spoiled? She the spoiled? Yeah.
Yeah, and then...
the fat kid and...
Mike
Whatever.
TV, who's like really sport as well, just wants to watch TV.
But we've got a new Wonka film coming out at Christmas.
Oh yeah, with Kylie Jenner's boyfriend.
Timothy Chalamet.
Is that not just the weirdest pairing you've ever
seen?
It
is a weird pairing. But like so was Pete Davidson and Kim K.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Strange. So strange.
Very, very odd pairing. All right, so that's another weird conspiracy. What I'll do. It's for those that listen on Spotify. You can listen anywhere. But if you don't listen on Spotify, go to Spotify and there'll be a poll. And I'll be like, and I'll put a poll, something about what do you think is the weirdest conspiracy? Or what do you which conspiracy theory do you think is the most conspiracical? I don't know. I'll word it correctly when I get to it. But let us know which one you think is the most bizarre. And if you want us to dive into any more, of course.
Yeah.
Go on, Arnie, do a couple more.
Okay. There is a conspiracy theory that Reddit conspiracy theories are started by the FBI.
Right.
Because they want to, well, they can't work out on their own some conspiracy theories, apparently. And they're able to keep track, of what the public knows but can't prove, or else they use threads to discredit some theories by making those that believe in them like they're unhinged. This kind of thing has the appearance of being believable because of how easy it would be for agencies to use this method, both information gathering and disinformation.
It does make sense. Now, I think the FBI need to start recruiting girlfriends.
Oh,
Because girlfriends are, and this is another generalization, and I'd like to point out, not currently, but they are very snoopy and a bit sort of just... insane how they can find people and stalk them.
It only takes one time for you to not be vigilant to then make it like, okay, I'm never gonna let that happen again. Like one instance of being cheated on that you're like, right, sod that, I'm gonna be on my own game. And then that's
but it's just like not be funny. I feel like if something ain't right in my relationship, I'll be able to like be aware of it myself.
Yeah, but you need to make sure you actually are it's accurate, right?
Yeah, but never...
You can't go in all guns blazing without the evidence to back it up.
But I feel like don't distrust someone because of something that's happened to you in the past. Like if it's a new relationship...
No, I'm saying you...
Trust it until someone breaks that trust.
We haven't got time. I haven't got time. Our biological clock is ticking. I haven't got time to waste. No, I'm joking. I don't really do. I feel like it depends what kind of relationship you're in or like what your partner gets up to. I don't really have anything to worry about in mine. But I think if you've got a boyfriend that goes out a lot and on lads' holidays and maybe has previous of cheating, I would be a little bit more. Like, I can think of some boys in my head that I'm like, if I was going out with that boy, I'd be on the ball. But then I wouldn't go out with them. But you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, no, but I'm saying that the FBI should start hiring more girlfriends because I think they're very good at finding things out.
Specifically the ones that have been cheated on.
Yeah.
We know what we're talking about. But yeah, I think it just kind of depends on, yeah, but yeah, agreed.
Okay. How many more of your little conspiracies have you got?
I've got some others. Hang on. Which one do I like the most? Okay. Let's see. The 10-year challenge. Do you remember the 10-year challenge?
No.
So it was a way that people could see what they were going to look like in 10 years. Everyone was like posting it. It was a while ago. And apparently that was created for facial recognition. So people post pictures of themselves both currently and 10 years prior. It's been suggested to have been crafted as to give facial recognition software as a baseline for people's faces changes over the course of a decade. Although a lot of these photos were already available on social media, specifying the 10-year age gap, then placing them side by side would be a lot easier than data mining millions of people. I'm telling a lie. The 10-year challenge was actually when you posted a picture of yourself 10 years ago next to that one.
Okay, I see. Oh, okay. Yeah. I get that. But I think just in general, like to broaden that conspiracy, like our phones are constantly listening. Like it's not really a conspiracy. It's just common knowledge now. But I feel like we're so used to it and we're like, oh, well, what are they going to find out about me that no one really does anything about it? Like Alexa is constantly listening. Like if you say her name, she responds, but she's always listening to Alexa. So she's gathering all these sentences you're saying. Same with your phone. Like if we have a conversation about something, and I know obviously I've been Googling it and my accounts are all linked, but guarantee TikTok will be filled with conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, probably.
All of you listening, let us know. DM us if your TikTok timeline or your Facebook timeline or whatever start showing you conspiracy theories, let us know, because unless you're actively searching something after this episode and you've only listened, let us know whether your phone has picked up on it.
The one that I found the weirdest recently was I took a picture of a dress in M&S and I sent it to my brother and I said I liked this dress, like do you like it, whatever, and then I literally went on Instagram and the exact same dress was on there. So WhatsApp's supposed to be end-to-end encrypted. Why would it pick up a photo that I've taken and sent him? Like, I didn't Google it. I didn't look it up. It was in person. That's what really freaked me out. I was like, oh my God, they're not just listening. They're watching.
But did you take it on your iPhone and then send it? Or did you take the picture on WhatsApp?
I took the picture of my iPhone.
Yeah, because then it probably goes to the cloud and then it's tracking the images and it's Google and it's all just being linked,
isn't
it? Wait,
what? So my cloud is being tracked?
Yeah, of course it is. Of course your cloud's being tracked.
So every image I take is tracked.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's not.
Jesus
I mean, I
wouldn't
be surprised if it's not. Because, be careful of your nudes out there, people. People are, the FBI are looking. My brother had a friend in secondary school that was a rower, and they had a group chat called ISIS something, because there's a river ISIS. And they were rowing and they had something to do it, and it was like, their group chat was something ISIS.
Oh my God.
And they had police turn up at their door after like a couple of weeks because there was like loads of activity on this chat. They were messaging each other all the time, like constantly referencing the word ISIS. And this was on Instagram, and the police came to their door and was like,
we've had
reports of you know, have you been radicalized? Like, what's happening?
Have you been radicalized? Oh my
God. Like the police are not necessarily police, but there's definitely a software that's constantly watching. Of course it is.
Yeah, I mean,
the government know
dad,
everything. They have to.
Like years ago, his friend, like one of his jobs was to trawl through everyone's social media before getting hired for a job. And I feel like that has now just gone to like the complete extremity of just like everyone's got access to everyone's everything. Like it's crazy. Yeah. Nothing's like that private anymore.
Imagine
being famous. That'd just be a nightmare.
Yeah. If you search my name on Google, it's the funniest thing. Not only is there just basically loads of photos of me riding horses, but if you scroll down further enough, and I'm not going to hide it because there's only two of you listening to this podcast anyway, but
yeah, Oh my gosh,
there's
right
old
there.
school. Yeah, there I am. Oh, that's my, I posted that on Twitter, I think. There's some old vines that I created that I've tried desperately to delete. Like I contacted Twitter,
No.
I contacted Vine, everyone to be like, please get rid of these videos. They're so cringeworthy.
I must spend the rest of my day looking at that.
When Vine like blew up, I really wanted to become famous. And I got my dad to help film Vines, and we were on holiday in Scotland. And like I bit into a lemon, and I was, yeah, I was trying to do like, oh, when white people have anything with flavor, and it's like me biting into a lemon, and I was like, oh, so spicy or whatever. It's
Oh
like the
my God,
most
I must
cringe
try
thing
playing
ever.
this. Maybe if I
So,
should put Vine.
for any of you girlfriends out there that are listening, if you want to practice your stalking of a boyfriend, you can go go look at me making
Someone find
embarrassing
these
vines.
vines ASAP because I can't find them. Someone find them right now.
If someone can find the vines and DM them to us, I will post them on our TikTok.
Oh,
there you go.
Bold.
That is my guarantee that I'm happy enough to post them on TikTok if someone can find them and DM them to our Instagram account, which is of course linked below, so make sure you hit that follow button.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna have a drink and then I'll get into my 9/11.
I've got one. Do you want me to do one more? It's kind of linked.
Yeah,
to my
while
link.
I while I recover from something in my, a frog in my throat, you do your next one.
Okay. The US doesn't offer free higher education because of the military. While the US offers free public education up to the end of high school, universities and higher learnings will cost an arm and a leg. Although there have been growing calls for government to fully fund higher ed, many see it as an unlikely for one simple reason, the US military. However, it's voluntary. It also offers subsidised access to higher education along with service, giving lower income families opportunities they wouldn't have otherwise. The conspiracy theory states that the government would never fully fund higher education because if everyone had free access to college without the added danger of active service, far fewer would choose the military. That's quite an interesting one.
I swear the American military like has a lot of applicants.
I don't know.
I feel like it's like one of the most signed up to militaries of all.
I mean,
but
it would kind of be a good idea. Like, I'm not
it
saying
kind of makes
right,
sense because
but
there's like I see constantly like people on social media being like, oh, I didn't get my grades and like I went to the military and that's how I found my like discipline or whatever.
I was born in the Royal Navy.
Yeah. If you can if you can change the batteries on a clock, you can fix a FSS, whatever, like attack helicopter.
If you can swim in a heated swimming pool, you've got no problem in the channel.
Yeah, exactly.
I was born in Kent, but I was made in the Royal Military.
Yeah.
I hate those ads. Yeah.
But I think out of all the ones you said, that's probably the most believable because they need people to apply. Of course they do. So
I thought the purse and the pockets was kind of the most believable.
Yeah, but that's just business, isn't it? Is it a conspiracy?
That's none of my business. That's what we should do an episode about. You know, stuff that's just none of my business. Have you seen this trend?
I haven't, but we can do it.
It's just like what I look like from behind. It's none of my business. If my hair's not fully curled, like I don't. That's none of my business.
But what? That makes no sense.
Have you not seen it? I'll have to send
you
some videos. People just talk about stuff that's just like none of your business.
All I see at the moment on TikTok is just Roman Empire, and I'm finding it so annoying.
Oh, how often do you think about the Roman Empire?
So I was asked this. I was asked, how often do I think about the Roman Empire? And I was like, I actually don't think I do think about it that often.
You're such a little girly, aren't you?
No, I'm not a girly, thank you. Let's set this straight.
You're one of the girlies.
Like, I'll look at the road and I'll be like, occasionally I'll be like, yeah, this is the Romans. Cool. But like once a year? Like, I've got better things. I've got business to build. I've got the world to take over. I ain't got time to think about what happened in the past.
I took a video of asking my fiancé how many. And he was like, I don't know, like once or twice a week. And I was like, what? And he was like, why? And I was like, he was like, why do you never think about it? And then I had the whole rest of the day just explaining how amazing the Roman Empire was. And that was it.
Yeah, maybe I do think about it. And I'm just not aware that I think about it. But
my mum is such a pick me, right? I said to her, I was like, how? Like, I said that I explained the theory and I said it to my dad. And he was like, maybe like once a month. And my mum's like, oh, I think about it all the time. Because, like, they did such amazing things, like their water transportation, the roads, da, da, da. And I was like, oh, you're already married. Stop being so
Yeah, the
mad at me.
aqueducts. You're not, you don't need a green flag from your husband.
Yeah,
He's
you're
married to you.
fine. You're
Yeah.
fine. You're off the market, girl. Like, just admit you don't ever think about it, just like the rest of us.
Well, listeners, let us know in the DMs. Are there any other things that you just think that boy that's so, weird green flags as well? I want to discuss that at some point. Like weird
Yeah.
green flags. What is it that if your
I've got
boyfriend could
so
think
many.
about?
My
No,
fiance is a walking green flag. I have so many. He's such a
I
golden
need some more green
retriever.
flags, please. I feel like my relationship is going to be very
What do you
short-lived
think
at
the
this point.
girl version is of the Roman Empire?
Green flags, green flags. I'm just trying to
As
think.
in, like, what do you think we all collectively as girls think about a lot, but boys never think about?
That's a green flag to me.
Not necessarily a green flag, just something that you think, like Kris Jenner, for example. I think a lot of girls think about how, like, Kris Jenner, what she's built. That's just an example.
Right. But I can't say she's had like a lasting impact on the world, whereas the Romans have.
Well,
See, girls don't
depends
have
who
a
you
Roman
ask.
Empire,
I
you
think there's
know?
quite a lot
What's
of.
your Roman Empire is the Kardashian family.
It's not. I actually really don't associate myself with them. I like Kris Jenner, I'm not gonna lie. That is my guilty fact, but I can't sit and watch the Kardashians like I used to when I was younger. I just find it really boring. My Roman Empire is that specific performance of Tom Holland on Lip Sync
Do
Battle,
I think
where
about
he
that
does
a
the
lot?
Rihanna. Well,
Yes,
don't you? You're such a
Umbrella.
girly.
I'm not a
Yeah,
girly.
you
That
do
is
better.
way more impressive than the Roman Empire. Tom Holland
Yeah.
doing the dance
And the
on Lip
fact
Sync
he's
Battle to
Spider-Man and
Umbrella.
he's so just like crashing, like
Yeah,
just
that is my
amazing.
Roman Empire. That's what I think about.
Yeah,
Oh God, I'm
that's my Roman Empire.
trying to decide what I do think about a lot. I mean, the obvious, but that's just inappropriate. I don't
What?
know, like get your mind out the gutter. It's obviously talking about Call of Duty.
Oh, right. I had no
Don't
idea.
look at me like that.
I'm confused.
I'm trying alcohol. That's
Oh, you
probably the
should
thing I
probably
think
see
about the
someone
most.
about that.
Yeah, but did the Romans have alcohol? Yeah, they must have had wine, didn't they? They had
Yeah.
wine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Henry
that's like
VIII's wives. I think about those quite a lot.
yeah, may they rest in peace. You know, not many of them survived. But
Yeah. There's actually quite a lot of things like this going on up here. Think about a lot of stuff. I think about what my life's gonna. I think about my future a lot. Like a
I
lot.
think about fighting people in my head quite a lot.
Oh, we're so different.
Like when I don't like someone, I imagine what the fight would be like in my head, or like what how I'd like it to play out, and then I get like really heated and my heart starts racing, but I would never act on it.
I'd love to see that because I think you'd be really bad.
Hey, I've had a fight before and it did end badly. I got my ear perforated,
I
eardrum
knew it would end
perforated.
badly for you. I didn't think it'd end badly for the
Yeah,
other
that's a funny story. I got like basically beat up by
Jesus.
three guys that were like 16, and then
Oh,
I had
how old
a
were
had a
you?
huh?
How old were you?
This was last summer. I was 20, and then
Dude.
hey, 3v1, and then a bouncer came running from the like club that was next door. And dragged me away, and I was like, "Oh, this is a break in the fight. I can start throwing punches." So then, clocked the bouncer in the face, and then, of course, this man that's
Oh
like
no.
7 foot in every direction put me on the floor and punched me like on the side of the head and like mucked up my ear for like a couple months.
Oh my God, how did you get beaten up by 3 16-year-olds?
It was in Portugal,
This
you
doesn't
know.
make it less than ick.
Yeah. Well, right. I didn't choose to get. How is that an ick? How is being jumped by three people an ick?
Not being jumped by 3 people, it's being jumped by 16-year-olds when you're
Well,
4 years
I
older.
presume they were
Just
16. Like
flick them off.
they looked 16. Do you know what I mean?
Obviously, just add a few years to that story next time you tell it. It's too
Okay.
late now. It's
It's
too
too late
late.
now.
Let's
Too late
cut and
now.
start again for your
Everyone
own
knows about
reputation.
it. Well, I was on a date a couple of weeks ago. Thankfully, she stuck around, but I told her that story.
Woohoo.
And yeah, that's this week's celebration for you listeners.
Yes.
Yeah, I told her that story. She didn't leave, so it's clearly not
Oh,
that big a deal.
it's true love. True love.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
Let's not
stop
get ahead
it.
of ourselves. It's too early on. She's got plenty of reasons to leave. So, not in a sad way. It's just I'm an idiot. So it makes complete
Oh,
sense.
that's don't speak to yourself like that.
Anyway, 9/11. Shall we? I feel like
What's
that's a perfect
transition like
segue.
that?
Perfect segue.
Jesus.
9/11, let's jump into that because I've got a lot to say about this.
My dad was up at the Twin Towers 5 days before they were.
It is creepy, like,
how scary
the amount
is that?
Of people that were meant to be involved in something
Mark
like
Jackson
that.
Jackson was supposed to be there, apparently.
Seth MacFarlane was meant to be on one of the planes.
Yeah.
Guy behind Family Guy.
Yep.
It's a lot of things. Anyway, bear with me because I've got a lot to say, but feel free to jump in. So obviously 9/11 took place September 11th, 2001. Very sadly, literally thousands of people lost their lives. On that day in 2001, Americans watched as two planes hit the Twin Towers in New York City, while a third struck the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., and a fourth crashed into a field outside Shanksville, Pennsylvania. So my main thing that I want to point out is, well, I say main thing, I've got quite a few things. Three buildings actually fell on that day. So although it's reported that two, like when you ask people how many buildings fell down on 9/11, everyone says two.
Yeah.
Three buildings actually fell. A building also called Building 7 collapsed that day. It wasn't hit by a plane, and it fell just over 4 hours later after the initial 9/11 attacks. So
didn't
it fell at 12:20 p.m. in the afternoon, whereas 9/11 happened at 8:14 a.m. So I want to talk about Building 7 first.
Okay.
It was agreed that the destruction of Building 7 would be put on hold. It was originally planned to be taken down, to be demolished. And obviously after 9/11 happened, they agreed, look, we're going to put this on hold. This shouldn't be something that's happening that day. And the official story is that it did collapse that same day, a few hours after 9/11 happened, despite the fact that the demolition had been cancelled. 47 stories fell. This is Building 7, was 47 stories tall, fell due to a office furnishings fire that took place that afternoon, the same day as 9/11. Now, I know this isn't directly related to 9/11, but it's just, I'm intrigued on around the story.
I never knew anything about this. It's
yeah. So it was a steel structured building that fell in the afternoon. And it kind of links to the 9/11 buildings because it was a steel structured building. And prior to 9/11 and since 9/11, no building has ever fallen due to a fire that's been made of steel. So both Building 7 and the 9/11 Twin Towers were all constructed of steel and fell due to fire. But Building 7 fell in the afternoon and it's never been reported on. And all the official reports around 9/11 state that only two buildings came down on that day. And every court case that's happened has never mentioned the third building. And the demolition was meant to be cancelled. But why did it still take place? Was it like, did it accidentally go off? You would think that security measures went round. Were they trying to boost the like impact of 9/11, but they didn't have a strong enough story around it? So they sort of just scrapped the idea when it came to court. It's just bizarre to me that a building got destructed building was destroyed very, very close to the Twin Towers. And there's like no reporting on it. Most people don't know about it.
Yeah, I had no idea.
But the point that leads into the actual Twin Towers is that Building 7 was also steel structured, as I said. Now, the Twin Towers were 107 stories tall. And when they fell, they both fell in around 10 seconds at free fall speed.
Yeah.
But as I stated, no building has ever fallen due to fire that's made of steel. And the planes hit the towers, obviously, near the top, right?
Yeah.
So they would fall from the top to the bottom.
Yeah.
That's where the initial impact would be.
Yeah.
But when a building pancakes like that, it slows down in speed. But both buildings fell at free fall speed, from the bottom, which usually means the bottom of the building is wiped out and then everything falls on top of it. That's why it like turns to dust to stop them toppling over.
Yeah.
So these supposedly fell from the top, but they didn't slow down. They fell at free fall speed. And the jet fuel from the planes cannot physically burn at a high enough temperature to melt steel either.
Yeah, that was like a saying that used to go around. It was like jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams or something like that. It was like people used to hold it up on like banners and stuff.
Yeah, so a lot of the jet fuel was on the outside of the buildings and burnt away before the buildings collapsed. But the reports state that the jet fuel melted the steel structure, causing it to collapse from the top, which is physically impossible. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
So I don't understand. If you can see videos of the towers falling and they disappear in like 10 seconds.
I've seen a video where there's like a very small explosion that goes off right before the plane goes into it.
Yeah, there's
like
many
a little
weird...
something happens and then the plane goes into it and it's really strange.
But the point is that Building 7 obviously collapses in a way where it just disappears and it goes... I think that disappeared in like 7 or 8 seconds. And the Twin Towers had the exact same reaction to what Building 7 did later that day.
Yeah.
But everyone says it because of the jet fuel. But Building 7 blew up because of demolition charges that they'd spent weeks like putting around the building. So the stories are, was Building 7 meant to go off at the same time as the Twin Towers explosions, so that it was like a triple effect of three massive buildings in the city to all sort of disappear at once?
Yeah.
So it's just bizarre to me how those buildings fell. And it's weird that it's... that they just seem comfortable enough to put out facts that aren't fact, that's obviously not true.
Especially when there's so many people's lives are affected by this.
Mm.
Like, it's quite, I read a book recently and they were talking about Twin Towers and 9/11. And there's so much like that I didn't realise like about the day. Like, if you had a victim or like you know, someone in your family, like there was like a huge compensation fund. And people just go up and collect, and then people start stealing it, and it's just like, it's just awful. Like, the whole repercussions of the whole thing are just horrific. And for what? If it is a conspiracy theory, why?
I think the main reason behind it is so that they could start a war in the Middle East.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. You know, it was put on Iran or Iraq. I don't want to state the wrong country.
I don't know. Wasn't it about fuel though?
I'm not sure.
I thought they did it so that they could like have a reason to invade and then have fuel or something.
I mean, but war is just a rich man's way of getting richer. That's what war is for. It makes money for the rich.
Yeah.
And it gave George Bush an opportunity to start wars in the Middle East, and that's exactly what he did.
Yeah.
Now, the main thing that confused me around September the 11th is the no-fly zone around Washington and around where the Twin Towers were. So there's always been a no-fly zone. Now it is a much bigger area.
Yeah.
But the no-fly zone basically means if a plane ever enters this area without punching in a code they're given to allow them to do so. So if they were a fighter jet, they had to fly nearby, or they're... even things like hot air balloons have to be pre-authorized to fly within a certain area.
Mm-hmm.
So without having that code, you're immediately, not necessarily taken out by the military, but joined by fighter jets.
Right. You know,
there's an airport that's 10 miles away from from where the Twin Towers were. And they're up in minutes to come and sort of see what's happening, see if there's life in the plane, get any response. On the day, there were 17 minutes between the two collisions of the towers. Mm-hmm. From the first one was at 8:43 in the morning, and the second one was just after 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no reaction from fighter jets to get up in the air when they're only, I think it's either 10 kilometers or 10 miles down the road. That is the exact same airport where Air Force One lands and takes off. So they're definitely going to have a big military presence there.
Yeah.
There was no reaction within 17 minutes to get any fighter jets in the air. There was no reaction when both planes entered this no-fly zone around the towers. The same with the plane that hit the Pentagon.
Yeah.
It's obviously where like the military is housed. It's like the home of the US military. You would think they'd have air defenses or something like that.
Yeah.
No alarms were set off. No one raised a finger being like, this plane is out of position. Mm-hmm. It's flying too low. It's flying the wrong direction.
Yeah.
The first plane, I think it's flight 77. I can't remember if that's the first or the second one. Had been in the air for 80 minutes before it impacted the building. No one had reacted to it. So after 40 minutes, they supposedly were made aware of a hijacking due to someone, instead, one of the hijackers, instead of speaking over the tannoy to the passengers on the plane, accidentally pressed the button to speak to ground control and said, if everyone stays quiet, you'll all be okay. You've been hijacked. You're not getting out of this. We will land soon. That went to ground control and no one reacted. They all just raised suspicious comms in the air, suspicious comms on aircraft, but there was no plane that reacted. No one thought we should probably do more about this. And they knew about that for 40 minutes before it hit one of the towers.
How scary to be in that plane and hear that.
I know. I can't even imagine going through it.
I hate hearing like the voicemails of people like, oh, I've been, you know, I don't think whatever, I'm going to make it or whatever.
Yeah.
That's just horrific. Why did they not do anything?
But even if the no fly zones say didn't work or they were somehow had authorized codes, I don't think they did. Yeah. But 17 minutes before the first, you'd think we'd have helicopters around the buildings.
Yeah.
We'd have fighter jets. Like, whether it's 10 kilometers or 10 miles away, it's where Air Force One is based. You're going to have hundreds of fighter jets there. They can be up in the air in seconds. Why was there no military action to stop any plane like coming into the area again? It seems so bizarre to me.
Must have been there like saying like, we need to go and do this, and someone saying no, you know, like, who knows the protocol on that day? Like, that's what I would like to know.
The thing is, and when you want like an assassination to take place, that like with JFK, you've got loads of interventions placed so that these things can't happen. Like some of the best security in the world. The only way that those things can take place is by someone removing those interventions.
Yeah.
So it's the same with JFK. I think someone on the inside took away certain security searches or whatever to let that happen. Now, on the day, the second flight, I can't remember, sorry, if that was flight 77 or flight, I think it's 175 is one of the other ones.
Mm.
On the day, the five hijackers that went on the plane, three of them got stopped and searched at security because they set off the metal detectors.
Yeah.
And they were still allowed on that plane. One of them was carrying a knife. He stabbed a ex-military personnel that tried to stop the hijackers. Can't remember his name. Was Daniel something, I think. He was stabbed because he was trying to protect them.
Oh, my God.
So that was let through security. There's so many stops where this could have all been prevented.
Yeah.
And so that's why I do believe the government had something to do with it.
Yeah.
I think these alarms were raised and someone has gone, a higher power has gone, no, ignore that, or don't react for a couple of minutes or something to allow this event to happen.
How many people were told that for this, and like, how were they persuaded? That's what I would love to know. Because like, there's nothing you could say to me that would make me happily go turn a blind eye.
I know, it's crazy, but the power that these governments have is insane. Yeah. I don't think George Bush ordered these planes to be flown into the buildings, but I personally, this is my personal opinion now, I think he allowed it to happen. I think 9/11 was allowed to happen, that these interventions were taken away.
Oh, so you don't think it was ordered by him?
No, I think it was a terrorist attack, but we knew about it. Oh, I say we, the American government knew about it, and they just let it happen because they thought this is a great way for us to start a war.
There's even a theory that it was someone that owned the building, wasn't it? Or like for the insurance.
Yes. So that's another thing around Building 7 is the guy that bought it. I haven't got the full story, but the guy that bought Building 7 had also put in a request to buy the area of the Twin Towers.
Yeah.
He wanted to like rebuild and whatever. And he put in a request like a couple weeks before to buy them out, and it was denied. Or that's what it says in the court cases, is that it was eventually like, oh no, we actually denied that. Like, it's nothing to do with that. And it could have just been a huge, like, it could have been multiple things in one go. Like, oh, let's get an insurance claim out of this. Let's also start a war in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Let's increase, you know, security. Let's whatever things it might allow the government to do.
Yeah.
I think it was all turn a blind eye, wait a couple minutes, and then react.
A lot of people getting what they needed out of such a tragic thing.
Yeah. But you would think I just don't get that, like, the first plane crashing into the Twin Towers, like, how for 70 minutes do you not stop all flights? Like, it took like an hour, I think, after the first impact for flights to be grounded, like, for no new flights to take off.
It's just wild.
Wild to me.
Yeah, I can't imagine that there's enough money at stake to do that to someone. I just can't. That's the part that, like, whether it is that he wanted to invade and then get money, or if there was an insurance claim or whatever, there's no figure on that cost of human life, the amount of people that died, or even just the people that suffered as well. Like, how can you do that? I don't get it.
It's just ego. It's just the governments are all mind warped, because everyone's just saying yes, do this. Like, you're all believing the same thing.
Yeah.
There's no, like, combative opinion within the room. You're all going to say the same answer, aren't you? Because no one wants to be out of place. No one wants to be that ugly duckling that points out maybe this isn't right or whatever.
Sounds like a lot of moments in history.
Yeah.
It's how these things happen, isn't it? It's so hard for us to understand how something could get that bad, but it has.
And it reminds me, sort of similar to the Diana incident around cameras, is the Pentagon was hit by a third plane.
Yeah.
Three or four planes. But from that day, only one camera on the around the entire Pentagon caught any images. And the image of the plane hitting the Pentagon is a white blur. The whole image, the whole, like, 3-4 seconds you see this plane, in inverted commas, hitting the Pentagon, is just a white blur. So there's a lot of conspiracies around that being a missile. Like, oh, we've not got enough hijacked plane. Or they knew, found out about the hijackings, and they were like, right, well, where the plane hit was directly on the, I don't know what correct word for it, is it like the confidential records room?
Right.
Like, where all these secret records were kept.
Stop.
And they were all burnt and all disappeared from, like, Vietnam War, the Cold War, Pearl Harbor. Loads of military documents were all burned and destroyed.
Didn't know that.
I think also it was an opportunity for the American government to go, well, we'll just say there was another plane. Let's just say there was another plane.
Yeah.
And that hit the building. It blew up this whole area.
Yeah.
And there was no debris of a plane found. No propeller, no... apparently it all exploded and, like, was mixed amongst the rubble. There was no big sections of a plane.
So, how would there be no...
Exactly.
Planes are massive, there's so many components.
There was no parts of a plane found. It supposedly just destroyed itself in the rubble. And yeah, I think it was just a missile that hit that air. And what specific area of the Pentagon?
Yeah.
How would someone know? Like, obviously, I'm not saying that they did know if it was a plane.
Yeah.
But the chances, the Pentagon's huge. The chance of it hitting that one secret room where all the records are kept.
Yeah.
Out of the whole thing is tiny. Like, the public won't know where the records room in the Pentagon is.
No.
So it was a very bizarre sort of thing that this also got, like, damaged on the day. And all these records, military records, went missing. So now there is, like, physically no trace of all these historical events, like certain inside information and stuff. Oh, and
so
only
scary.
And you'd think the Pentagon has so many security cameras and just whatever.
Especially in that area from the outside.
Yeah, and only one camera caught it, and it was just a white blur for like two, three seconds.
It's so scary. I just don't, like, I can't let myself. Like, I don't want to believe that we live in a world like that. Like, for me, that's just too much. Like, surely it's just... I mean, the fact that it would be a terrorist attack anyway is still a completely disgusting and just awful thought. But
yeah,
if there was, like, the conspiracy theories around it are just so dark and just horrible that you just don't want to believe that that's, like, anyone's capable of doing that.
I think the reason a lot of these conspiracy theories are theories is because... as much as people want to argue it and want to find the truth, I don't think the human brain can comprehend something of that like that tragedy of that, like that monumental size. Like, obviously, I do believe that the American government allowed the attacks to happen, but I'm not going to go any further with that because I don't want to think that there are people that are just willing to let literally 3,000 people die in an attack
for cash.
For cash, basically. I couldn't even comprehend like letting one person die. Like, I definitely hate some people out there. I really am not a big fan of some people, but I wouldn't kill them for cash. I wouldn't let them die. Like, if a human life was at risk and I could do something to stop it, I would. Of course I would.
Exactly. Yeah, there's no doubt in our heads about that. It's just...
So I think that's why these all stay as conspiracy theories and they get shut down by the media and whatever. And the people that exploit them, like, all right, David Icke's a bad example because he's a bit of a nutter, but David Icke is a big conspiracy theorist. Right. And he always gets shut down because he's loopy. And like no one trusts, like, he's very interesting to listen to and his books are great to read, but he never gets further than just being of like a voice of opinion. It was it's never trusted because the media just shut it down as some loopy weirdo or whatever.
So they can find it. They have an excuse to like.
They have an excuse, to push it away. So there's all of these things have massive question marks around them. But unfortunately, I think they will always stay as question marks because we just don't have enough facts to prove them anymore. They're all destroyed. They're all hidden away. People are paid off or killed or whatever.
They're threatened
to hide this information. So that's why they stay as theories.
Go on.
I was just gonna say, if there's more theories that you know the listeners want us to talk about, or if you've got a theory of your own, send in a voice note or something to the Instagram DMs and we can play it out loud on the we're happy to keep your name anonymous, but like we can play it out loud on the podcast. We can do plenty more episodes of these.
There's a lot of conspiracy theories about the death of celebrities, either that they're still living or that they died a long time ago and they were replaced. Have you heard these ones? Like Avril Lavigne, Paul McCartney apparently have all been replaced. And then like Tupac's still alive, Michael Jackson's still alive, like all these crazy theories as well. Those ones are weird.
I believe things like Jeffrey Epstein, I think, was killed because I think he could have exploited a lot of big celebrities.
He definitely was.
And people sort of came together to make sure he was gotten rid of. And things happen in prison. Oh, he committed suicide. Oh, he was killed in a riot or whatever. Like, happens all the time and people just brush it off.
Yeah.
Of course, there's definitely...
Especially ones that want him gone. They're just like, let's let that believe. But like, the visitor sheet for his island is like, whoa. It's like Chrissy Teigen and John Legend and Beyonce and just Ellen and like all these massive... like people and like presidents and stuff, and it's just like Jesus.
Yeah. Oof. The contacts that Jeffrey Epstein knew was an endless list. I saw something going around actually about not Jimmy Fallon. Who's the other one? Jimmy. Who's the other host?
What, like late night host?
Late night host. Jimmy.
Oh my God, Fallon, and I can picture him. That's Jimmy. He does
Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah.
When there was more things going around about Jeffrey Epstein, he was like saying, oh, they shouldn't ever release that list of people that went to the islands. This should be something that should be kept under wraps. And I'm like, it's kind of, why are you so scared about this?
Obviously,
this piece
down.
Of information coming out. Makes it seem like, I'm not saying he was part of like Epstein's ring, but like even going to the island, like it just makes it seem like he doesn't.
Honestly, that whole world. And that's what it is. It is another world to us. I'm telling you, there's some dark stuff that goes on. Like, I know that Mel Gibson and I want to say someone like Mark Wahlberg or something have tried to speak out before about how dark and twisted like Hollywood really is. And they've tried to, it's particularly Mel Gibson, he's tried to like bring to light a lot of the stuff that goes on, and Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Jim Carrey's a big one, isn't he? Like, he
that talk show with Jimmy Fallon that he did, and they put the laughter track over the top, but no one was actually laughing. That was really spooky. Yeah. So
I just think Hollywood is a scary place in itself. Like, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how people get into these, like, Hollywood rings or whatever. Like, how does. I know it's money, but how do you. Like, how do you just
power? And I think
being around one day and then someone goes, oh, by the way, we're all paedophiles, we're all murderers. You're like, yeah. Oh, yeah, okay, can I be a part of that, please?
Cool, it sounds good. I think it's just like that job and that industry is very lucrative. And I think people know that if you make a bad impression on one director or cast and whatever, you make a bad impression on one person, you're gone. So they're just probably scared about their own careers unless they're into it, which is really gross.
People are very egotistical. Not everyone, of course, but like a lot are egotistical and they're so caught up on their own image that they'll do anything to avoid.
Yeah. And just like avoiding an uncomfortable life of just maybe getting threats and just, these people are powerful. So I do get the whole, like, I don't want to get on the wrong side of people, but yeah. It's dark.
Very, very weird one. But what is positive is you listeners are all on the right side of me and Anya. We have nothing against you. We love you very much.
Exactly.
Please do follow the Instagram, especially the TikTok as well. Both will be linked below. As I said, we're going to be releasing clips. There'll be clips from this episode that are out already. So if you've seen on TikTok, let us know. Comment on the TikTok that you've gone to watch the episode or listen to the episode, or let us know what you think. So there'll be clips prior to this episode coming out. So sort of retrospectively go back and watch them and see what people are saying and have your say as well. DM us for Instagram if you want us to talk about specific conspiracy theories, if there's topics or things you want us to address on the podcast. We do like to try and keep things reasonably lighthearted, but we don't mind
That was a dark and heavy.
I know.
Episode.
We don't mind sort of these conversations now and then. So if you want us to speak about something in particular, do let
That's
us know. Don't be shy. Interact with us. We want this to be as interactive as possible. We are working on guests coming on. Hopefully Anya has a couple of people she's got lined up.
Yeah.
So we'll sort updates for those. Keep an eye out on the TikToks for exclusive teasers of guests to come and topics and stuff like that. So I mean, we've done over an hour. Are you sort of happy to wrap that up there?
I'm good. I feel like I need to lie down.
Yeah. I've got a meeting in 11 minutes. So I'm going to have a quick breather and then and then jump into things.
Yes.
Everybody, thank you so much for listening. I know it's a slightly different episode to usual. Let us know your thoughts on it. That's what, look, we'll never do it again if none of you liked it, but if you loved it, let us know.
You're scared.
Please do let us know your thoughts. Thank you very much for listening. Happy Thursday, and we'll catch
Thursday.
You guys next week.
Have the most beautiful week, everybody.
See you soon. And if this is a two-parter, this will be part of part two. But you would have known that it would be in two-parter.
Because we would have told you at the start.
Exactly. It all makes sense in the
future. Yeah, it all makes sense. Yeah. There we go.
We'll see you guys later. Bye.